Everything is a lie. Everything we've ever known. Matt, you're going to be so upset. You know those turkey legs that you just enjoyed at the fair?
So good.
Apparently, woman on TikTok says it's not a turkey. It's not turkey legs. It's ham.
Turkey legs is ham. Turkey legs is ham.
What a great headline. Turkey legs is ham.
The whole video, which, by the way, is on our social media, so you can go and watch for yourself.
Turkey legs is ham. Turkey legs is ham. The world is a lie. Everything we ever knew was a lie, guys. I was watching a TikTok. This girl said they was at the fair. They got turkey legs. The turkey legs tasted like ham. So they went back to the dude and was like, hey, why does this turkey leg taste like ham? He was like, it is ham. We just call them turkey legs. What do you want us to say, pig legs?
I like her.
She's so good.
She got a great personality.
And then in the video, that was just a shortened clip, but in the actual TikTok, she goes on to then prove what she is saying, that turkey legs is ham, by showing a picture of a turkey leg, like its little tiny leg underneath its feathers. And then compares it to a whole pig leg. And so it makes her case, although...
Wait, you're telling me that people are walking around the fair with pig legs in the air, munching on them like vultures.
There's no way in hell that's true.
If you are to believe the TikTok video and the photo evidence she has provided, then yes.
I want to believe.
However...
I mean, I don't think people eat pig legs. Like, when at Thanksgiving have you like, also for not only the ham, but you also have the pig legs to go with
well,
it? There's no way.
People eat pig's feet.
Pig's feet?
Pig's
but that's
feet.
That's like a
and we eat like
rare
sliced ham.
And you're eating the rump.
But you don't, I've never seen anywhere a pig leg.
Well, let me say this. I've always been a little suspect.
Really?
Of the turkey legs at the fair, at carnivals. Because I, growing up, would eat the turkey leg off of the turkey that my dad would cook for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the same.
It's not as big,
it's
right?
It's not the same.
It's not as big. And I do feel like there's almost like tendons and things in the turkey legs, alleged turkey legs that you get at the fair that I don't see in my typical turkey leg.
They are enormous when you buy them from the fair. Like, I think to myself every time I see them and eat them, how... did this turkey walk around?
Yeah, it seems it's enormous.
It looked massive.
Yes.
These are the giant turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny now how the internet is.
Yeah.
You put in just turkey legs now, then it says, is it ham?
Is it
ham? I don't know if this question existed a while ago. But America's Test Kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Which is a very known and trusted source of mine.
They'll go through and prepare it the way they do it at the fair.
Mm-hmm.
So while the turkey legs may look like ham, taste like ham, even prepared like ham, rest assured, they're in fact poultry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question about that. How is it possible that the turkey legs are that big when we never see turkey legs that big? So where are they getting these turkey legs that are that big and a lot of turkey legs? Because there's a lot of people at the fair.
That is another one of life's greatest mysteries, Jason. I don't know.
Are these special turkeys?
Maybe.
Are these turkeys that actually got too big and they're like, uh-oh.
Now let's get those legs.
I don't know. But what I will tell you is that it is misinformation.
Oh.
It is.
Dang it.
But it was done in a very funny way.
Oh, I love it.
And I love the photo evidence. You got to check out the TikTok. But the turkey legs are, in fact, turkey. And they're prepared in a way that you would do a ham hock. Like the smoking, the curing.
I see.
You know, so it does has a ham-like taste because it's been prepared the way they prepare ham.
Mm-hmm. It kind of looks pink when you bite into
it. Yeah. And just the same way, like if you did, if you ever do smoked chicken wings, they are pink on the inside. They have that pink look
That's
from
right.
the smoking.
That doesn't mean they're raw.
Yeah.
No, that's what happens whenever, if you smoke like a brisket, something that's bigger, you'll notice there's always like a pink edging to it before it gets to the color. That's how, when it's smoked like that, it turns it pink.
Yeah. Okay. Or like when we had that steak grill off and I didn't cook mine properly, it was very pink on the inside.
That was just wrong. That was actually still moving.
My steak is ham. Your argument should have been you smoked it.
Also, I just read online, it says these types of turkeys are different. They're called tom turkeys.
The males.
They're bred inhumanly to be taught.
What at the fair's not?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
If we're being honest.
We love the fair. fair.
Yes, we love the fair. I just had some delicious food at the fair.
Love
but
the fair.
I mean, it's not surprising.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not surprised.
But these are purposely being bred upside down so the legs, something like that. That's what they're saying. I don't know if that's true or not.
And it's the same way they make the world's smallest woman that you pay to see at the fair.
Oh, my God.
Man, I love it.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
Right, that might have been like a... what is it called, PETA or whatever?
Yeah.
But they are, it's called Tom turkeys. They're larger. So if you're going for a turkey over 18 pounds, you're likely to end up with a Tom turkey. But there's a thing about them being bred poorly because they have to get the legs so big.
So they probably also, PETA has the problem with veal, you know what I mean? Because then they're not allowing
them to live
to walk
normally.
Or even use their muscles.
It seems like you would have to use your muscle more.
I know.
More.
It seems like they're doing turkey leg squats and leg extensions, but I guess
if
not.
If they're being bred. And Tom turkeys are the males, so they are bigger. Because sometimes if you do see those in real life, they're enormous.
Yeah.
Turkeys are very tall in real life, too. But,
yeah. Like I said, Thanksgiving, you think about it, I always just think of like the end of the turkey leg, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And you're like, oh, it's not that big, but when you actually do cut it off, it's decent size.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not like this, but pretty decent.
And you just
bigger
see the...
than you would think.
You see just the knuckle, you know, like the joint area from where they cut off the feet, you know, so it's being...
In the end, they get got either way.
They do, right in my belly.
Yeah.
Right in my belly.
And I had something recently at the fair that I know Jared would love, turkey wings.
Oh, really?
Ooh, yes. Were they smoked?
Smoked turkey wings, and then they fried it, did like a light fry on it to make it a little crispy. So good. Those things are as big as your head.
Well let me ask you something, Matt.
Comes from the Tom turkey, probably.
Why don't we usually go to play, like, why aren't there an East Coast turkeys? Like East Coast turkey wings. It's always chicken wings. Why aren't you going to Kentucky Fried Turkey? You know,
right,
I mean,
I think it's probably a little more expensive, would be my guess.
Yeah, probably, because chickens seem like they're so abundant.
It's so easy to get a chicken. The barbecue place that I had the turkey wing from only did turkey meat stuff. So they would smoke turkey, pulled turkey, different turkey sandwiches.
Does that make a case then for maybe some kind of fast food chain to open up that's turkey to be different? Because everything's chicken. I've never gone into a restaurant and I'll take the buffalo turkey wings.
Oh, I've been to a restaurant where they do turkey
wings.
Turkey wings,
but
it's
rare though.
It's rare.
A
certain kind. It's more of a really southern kind of restaurant. But I've been to several where it's
I've
like a barbecue where they're serving
I've
the
never
turkey wings.
Seen that. But I mean, obviously you've seen it. I mean, it's rare you even go to a restaurant and they even have turkey on the menu. I mean,
it's normally just chicken.
I mean, they have turkey sandwiches.
I know, but even common. So, a lot of restaurants don't have those.
They'll have deli.
I think the biggest, any deli, Subways, and Jimmy John type stuff, turkey's probably one of the most popular meats.
No, I'm saying that just the average restaurant. We're not talking about like Subs. I mean, sandwiches, of course, you're going to have ham, turkey,
it's processed
roast beef.
Deli meat,
Right.
It does say chicken is more convenient for people to get, and it is cheaper. So you're looking at around, turkey is probably about 50% more per pound than turkey, or than chicken. So turkey's more expensive.
We don't have a whole holiday every year that's based on chicken. We base it on a turkey.
Chicken's your everyday.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right. It's your everyday.
That's chicken wings, though. Yeah.
There's probably more chicken eaten on the Super Bowl than turkey on Thanksgiving.